It's not like he ever went away, but Stephen Oliver is back with a new Sydney season of his cabaret show, Bigger and Blacker.
And his uneasy relationship with fame and the pressure to be just one thing, a hilariously funny but one-dimensional character packing a one-liner, has led Stephen to give full rein to his many talents in this show.
Because he's a rapid-fire spoken word artist, poet, thinker, activist, budding playwright, and a guitar-playing singer-songwriter. And look out, fella can move too.
This new version of Bigger and Blacker had a premiere season at Brisbane's La Boite, where Stephen first performed in the 90s on a production with the Indigenous theatre company, Kuemba Dajara. I started by asking Stephen how autobiographical the show is, and if it's truly bigger and blacker than the first version of the show that premiered at the Adelaide Cabaret Festival.
You know, some of the songs I wrote were like for a musical or, you know, that I've been writing forever. Songs I wrote for other people at times when they were going through stuff. But then kind of after Black Comedy and all that, a lot of the stuff I wrote was for me. Also, what happened when I revisited those other songs is that I've actually now lived through those experiences of what I was imagining or what I was writing for other people. Mm-hmm. So then they were now adding a weight to, you know, my journey through song as well.
Yeah, in the intervening time, something has happened and you have become almost the subject of the song. Yeah, you've experienced
like,
those
things. Well, you know, it's how we talk about seeing things into existence.
Mm.
But I mean, I talk about all that in the show, you know what I mean? Like, and Blackfellas, like our relationship with music, you know, music was never about having a number one hit or trying to sell as many records as you can or, you know, music was about teaching us identity. This is who you are. This is what you do. This is why this exists. You know, we need to kind of go back to that sacredness of music and ask ourselves, what is our relationship to music? How are we treating music? You know, it's kind of like land in a way. Like if we don't look after land, you know, how can land look after us? It's like if we don't look after music, how can music be this driving, healing force, you know, this thing integral to our identity if we treat music so flippantly?
Mm. That's fascinating. I mean, the relationship that we have with music and it's identity forming.
Well, it is. And, you know, a few years ago when I was writing A Chance of Fair, I remember thinking, you know, I was missing music. And I thought, it's a strange thought. I'm surrounded everywhere by music. I can play streaming, I can put on a CD. You watch ads, there's music, like you're always hearing music. So how could I be missing music? And out of the blue, I've still got to ask Marjorie. He goes, you know what, you write songs as well. He goes, you should chuck your songs in there. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, well, why not? He said, chuck them in. And then that was the kind of first time anyone's kind of shown faith to me as a songwriter. Apart from, you know, some of the people I've worked with on the musical I was writing. But yeah, it was kind of, you know, it was that kind of first step to even me seeing myself as a songwriter. Like I wrote songs, but I didn't think of myself as a songwriter. So anyway, that happened. And then a few of the songs that I had that came out of the show, I was kind of like, oh, I wonder if something can be done with these. So I messaged my mate who does cabaret shows like all over the world, you know, all over the country, was, you know, helped an award winner. He's been nominated for a Green Room Award. But I said, look, I've got these songs. You know, do you think something could be made out of them? And he messaged me back like a week later. And yeah, he'd been talking to the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. And next thing I know, we're working on Bigger and Blacker for its first iteration in 2019.
In terms of where you were in 2019, you talked about your deepening relationship with song and the story that's embedded in song. But is there more music? There's more songwriting in this latest version?
Yeah, there is. There is. There's some songs I've extended, I've added, you know, verses. In the first iteration, I had a poem that I did about gay youth. And what I've actually done in between is I've turned it into a song now. So, you know, that's it. And it's kind of one of my favourite songs in the whole show. It's the only song in the show where I don't talk afterwards. I just immediately go to the next song because I don't think there's anything more that I could say or even should be said, maybe. It's called Your Song. So it's like And I wish I could have told him, could have shared my words, because I would have told him, I know how it hurts, but it gets better and you'll get strong. And all along, they were wrong. They just didn't know your song. And then the bridge goes into, but others are learning. They're starting to sing. They're raising their voices, such feeling it brings. We're hoping you hear us and hearing us loud. We sing away sadness, so you sing up proud. Singing through harmonies, we're still not done. Because the song that we're singing, it's for everyone. So you feel that power and you dance up, bub. Because the song that we're singing is a song of love.
Oh,
so probably that book.
Beautiful. Yeah, there's not much that needs to be said after that.
Yeah, well, I think when you when you hear it, it's probably one of my most storytelling, because it came from a poem as well. It tells a story.
Mm. Pretty short season, I have to say, at the Sydney Opera House in May. But I also understand that part of you doing this, and this is something that you as an artist and as a performer from country, from regional Queensland, from Cloncurry, and from all those mobs that you outlined, that you named at the top of the show, taking this show to regional Queensland is important to you?
You know, I think just the show anywhere really is kind of important, because, you know, there's a few things I talk about in the show where, like, I try to keep music as the main focus. Like, it's kind of really a thing about music and what we're doing to music and how we're, you know, we've made it this commodity. Yeah, we're just not treating music the way... Like, and I mean, see, even that sounds strange, but honestly, I've come to see music as, you know how I think about everything, but so say like with the universe and how, you know, with quantum mechanics and everything like that, and everything is worked out through physics, you know, like with mathematical equations and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And so I see, you know, mathematics as the logical side of the universe, while music is the emotional side of the universe. And then music and mathematics are even related, because you've got like time signatures, you know, you've got notes like half notes, semi-quavers, semi-notes, all that kind of stuff. Like, you could break music down into mathematical equations as well. So that's how that's connected through there. But when people talk about God carrying them through hard times, well, that's what we do with music. We use music to heal us. Like, my go-to song when I'm feeling down is Whitney's Step by Step. And my favorite line is that is, when she says, I won't let my spirit fail me. We always have a song at a funeral for the person who's leaving the world. And that song, you know, every funeral I go to, there's a song for someone, and it's either their favorite song or song that shows who they were. And I was thinking about that, and it's like, it's sad that we, you know, have songs for people leaving the world, but we don't have song when people come into the world, like we used to, you know what I mean? Like when we had babies, there'd be ceremony and naming ceremony. So we would have music to welcome them into the world. But now we've kind of lost that, and we've only got music saying goodbye to people. I want people to think about their own relationship with music, and what does music really feel to them, and what is their song? You know, not just what is their story, but what's their song that only they can sing?
In the same way that there are forces at work in the universe, music is also a force, like an energy almost.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if you look at like quantum mechanics, where they talk about string theory, and, you know, it's all about where particles and that's come from, you know, this energy field where it's called string theory because they relate to like a violin, like when you rub the bow against the strings and the way it vibrates, it creates sound. So that's what they say string theory is, and where particles come from, it's a vibrational field. And so you look at black holes, we talk about things being sung into existence. Now, when you sing, that's your vocal cords vibrating against each other. And if you look at the dig, the way we use, you know, we would use the vibrations from dig for healing thing passing over people's bodies. You know, you look at people with dementia, they can forget loved ones, who they are, everything, and you put in a song, and they'll start singing along with that song. You know what I mean? So music is this very, it's such a deep thing that exists and resides in every single human being. Every culture has music. And so, you know, those fundamentals of us, we just kind of take it for granted. And it's like, well, no, when you get in touch with that. And I always say, like, be creative. Be creative, because being creative brings you closer to creation, whatever that may be for you.
The always funny and thoughtful Stephen Oliver. And Bigger and Blacker is on at the Sydney Opera House from the 19th to the 22nd of May.